mix with Christy and JW.
Christy and JW. Saying hello. Welcome, everybody. It's springtime.
It is.
Can you hear the birds and the melting?
Tweet,
I can hear the melting.
A little bit of melting. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Every day you're like, oh, there's like 4 more feet of ground there. It's all pulling back.
And then yesterday afternoon, my eaves that I got this ice off because I was worried about, you know, some ice problems. And I shouldn't worry about it. But I cleared that off, and now it was covered with snow, but I think it's melted already. Fresh snow.
It's good to know we're still getting some freshies.
It is.
Are you skiing today?
I am.
Yeah.
And I'm skiing tomorrow, too.
Nice. We've got a few days left.
Yeah, you
got it. And it's spring groove is starting up, and I think it's costume time.
It is costume time.
I saw some hot dogs out there, and you know the costumes that go right over your ski clothes, those are always fun.
Yeah, I like those too.
And then, of course, listeners should remember that Clown Day is April 1st. That's a big day. Mm-hmm. Some people have changed it to Gaper Day, and they just wear old ski gear, but there's every reason to dress up on April 1st. And then pond skimming is coming up. That's a reason, even if you're not a skimmer, to just wear something funky and fun. And then the last day, another reason. So get your costumes out.
Do we know any judges for this year's pond skimming?
I have not gotten a call with the names of the judges. So I don't know. I don't know. But I have been costume judge in the past.
I have hurt feelings that you have not.
Maybe it's just someone needs to make the phone call in one direction or the other.
I only have one feeling left, and it's hurt.
JW like, only has one feeling left.
Yeah, because we always liked that you'd be, you know, the judge.
Yeah.
And you were, you know, you always went for it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Pond skimming is coming up. I believe it's next weekend.
Chris, you ever seen the, I've seen him at Deer Valley, and I think I saw him at Park City Resort once, and that was like 4 or 5 people that are all dressed as sumo wrestlers.
Have you seen that before? My friends on the last day have those costumes with the pump in them that pumps the air, so they're quite a hit.
They are.
It's funny seeing them on the chairlift because then all of that air in the costume all kind of pumps up in the front and up under their chin.
Yeah.
So they're just kind of plopped in the chair with this blow-up costume. It's pretty funny.
It's even neater to be on the, you know, down below and watching 4 or 5 of them skiing down to you.
Yeah.
Like basically half naked. And it's just great.
Yeah, and then I have some great costume on, but I'm behind them and nobody even notices because you're behind the blow-up boys.
Upstaged again.
Well, on our show today, we are joined in the studio by our musical guest, Katie Ainge. She is, this will be her debut on The Morning Mix, so we're looking forward to that. We're going to talk to Stacey Eaton from the Heber Valley Orchestra about 9:20. We'll do weather, and then we'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And then at 9:40, we're going to talk to Sarah Clark. She's the lead singer of Dirty Revival. They are a revivalist band, Soul Revival, out of Portland. They're playing this weekend at OP Rockwell. And then we'll have a bunch of music throughout the show, as we do.
Folks, if you're just joining us, this is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We shall return with musical guest Katie Ainge after these messages. Stay with us.
Matt here from San Francisco Design. Since the start of our business in 1990, we have been supporting KPCW. We offer home decor for Park City and Salt Lake and feature modern furnishings from around the world. Whether you're looking to furnish an entire home or just redecorating a single room, we can help with our in-house design team. Located on Bonanza Drive and on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
And welcome back to The Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, our musical guest for the hour, Katie Ainge. She's an American songwriter based out of Salt Lake City, Utah. She's toured nationally with her live performance of classic rock and country songs, along with her body of work of original songs. Katie Ainge, welcome to The Morning Mix.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Boy, I had a great morning this morning. I had a cup of coffee, and I put on like four or five of your songs that I grabbed online. It's good stuff. It was a nice way to spend the morning.
Well, thank you so much. I write songs specifically for morning listening.
Yeah. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 27 years old. I live in Salt Lake City, and I've been playing music for about 10 years now, writing songs since I was even younger than that. It's always awesome to get a chance to be on the radio and to share my music with people who haven't heard it before.
And what got you started in being a performer?
Well, I just always had it in me. I was one of those kids that was always like, watch this, Mom. I made up a thing, you know.
Were you in all the talent shows?
Oh, you bet I was in all the talent shows, all the school musicals, everything like that. So I couldn't avoid it, you know.
It was your calling.
I guess so.
Well, excellent. So tell us about your first song and give us a little background.
My first song is about running away from your problems. It's about taking road trips when things go wrong. It's called Blame.
I do that.
It just reminded me. We need to take that road trip together to Hawaii.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's leave this all behind.
Yeah. We had that guest last. Was it last week? I think it was last week. Yeah. Okay. We're going to Hawaii. Right after the show, we're going to Hawaii. You want to come with us?
I sure do.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Live on the Morning Mix, Katie Ainge.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Hi, I'm Claudia McMullen, founder of Hugo Coffee Roasters. At Hugo Coffee, we love two things, coffee and dogs, and not necessarily in that order. Part of Hugo Coffee's mission is to save rescue animals in our community. That is why we love sponsoring the KPCW Nuzzles & Co. Adoptable Moment during the KPCW Classified Show. Hugo Coffee, saving dogs, one cup at a time.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. Here's what's cooking on the weather. It is currently 34 degrees outside the Swede Alley Studios. Ditto for Heber and Heber Valley. Today, snow showers mainly after the noon hour. Some thunder is also possible. We love snow thunder. High near 40. South-southwest 7 until 10 miles an hour. And Well, that sounds like fun, huh?
What's that, 7 to 10 miles an hour?
7 to 10 miles an hour. Yeah, that's not too bad. So anyway, Saturday, chance of rain and snow showers. Afternoon, some thunder. Again, also possible. Partly sunny with a high near 44 later. Sunday, snow showers, high near 40. On Sunday, there's an 80% chance of snow. And looking at Monday, partly cloudy, low of 28, but a high of 53. That's good. It's going to be Tuesday. It's going to be 55 degrees in Heber and Heber Valley, according to the National Weather Service. And so, Christy, I don't know, looks like a nice spring weekend. We have a mix of the old winter thing, and we have a mix of the new spring thing.
I think that's how spring is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Well, we're joined on the phone now by our next guest, which is Stacy Eaton. She is with the Heber Valley Orchestra. She's the concert master and orchestra president. And they're having a concert tonight, and we want to learn all about, because I had no idea that Heber had an orchestra and a choir. I'm so impressed and intrigued. Welcome to the show, Stacy.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. I'm reading that it's a 60-plus person orchestra, and I don't know if that's the orchestra and the choir, but in and around the Heber Valley are all the people. Like, tell us about that. That's amazing.
Okay, so this is our fifth year doing it. I think our number is actually 65 now. It's about 42 in the orchestra and upwards of 25 in the choir. So every single year we just add a few more people and get bigger and bigger.
And are they all from the Heber Valley, or do people drive and join?
So we're mostly Heber Midway, but we have a few Charleston, Daniels, a couple that come up from Orem, and a few from your city, Park City, that come down too.
And where do you guys rehearse? Because you don't have a orchestra hall.
Unfortunately, we don't. That's correct. But we are, so the conductor that we have is a teacher with the school district, so we have a contract with Rocky Mountain Middle School. That is where we rehearse, and that's where our concert is tonight as well.
So tell us about that concert. It's dances from around the world. Tell us about that.
Dances from around the world, yep. So we're going to do a couple different pieces. I think we have 9 pieces. Let's see. We are doing the Hungarian dance, number 5 and 6, the orchestra's doing it. Shepherd's Hay, the Russian Sailor's Dance. So it's just music that... it's just very upbeat and dances. So, like, the tempos will go slow for waltzes and then fast for the more upbeat dances. But, yep, Lord of the Dance. Some of the names I can't even say, though, because they're different languages.
But you know what key it's in.
Yes, you do know the key, for the most part.
Sarah, what's your connection to cowboy poetry?
Yeah, we were invited to come and participate on that for one night at Cowboy Poetry. The founders of it contacted me, and so we have been playing with them for 2 years. We're hoping to get invited to the third this year, but we played behind Michael Martin Murphy and Riders in the Sky. So that is a really, really fun night because it's over at the high school, and the audience is filled. Every single seat is filled, so that's very enjoyable to do.
What?
Now, I played the French horn in high school, and I didn't see a future for myself, so I gave it up. Are all the people...
Hey, we're getting your email.
It's been a long time, but that's what I'm wondering. Are all the people that are in the orchestra, did they play in high school and then stop, or were some people professional and now they live in the area? What's the background?
Yes, we have a few professional players, but that's what I love so much about this. It's a community orchestra, and so there's not auditions. We take almost everybody. The youngest we had a professional fiddler bring his son, who I think he's in 7th grade, and he just played in the back, and it's just giving him experience. And then we went all the way up to age 84. We had a violinist who played in the orchestra at Temple Square up in Salt Lake. So that's what's so fun. It's just adults who are amateurs, all different levels. We'll let anybody play. So.
Sarah, here's the challenge with having Christy in the orchestra. I'm looking at this beautiful picture right now of your orchestra, and they're all dressed nicely in the same sort of clothing, guys and the girls. And Christy's kind of a nonconformist. She's the uncola. She likes to dress in colorful ways. And so I don't know if you could get her to – I mean, she wants to stand out in the orchestra. I don't know if you could get her to, wear the regular clothing with the rest of the orchestra members.
Yeah. That means we give her a solo on her French horn.
Oh, man. There
uh-oh.
You go.
Uh-oh. Christy, I'm out. I'm think? Out.
Come on, Christy. You could do it.
I wasn't good at the French horn back
oh,
then either. No.
Yeah.
French horns play like a ba, ba, ba. Like, I want to be a flute and have some melody or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't
well,
fun.
Reconsider, because we have filled almost every single part for a full symphony, but we are looking for French horns. We have music for four different French horns. So look us up on Facebook or Instagram and sign up.
Well, yeah, so that's to the point of anyone who's listening who wants to join, what is their process?
hbmusic.org is the website. And you're connected to you just go to the contact me, send an email, and then our secretary and our orchestra or choir president will email you back. It's $20 to participate for the entire year. And then just Tuesday night, the orchestra practices at 7:30 to 9. So you just show up, and I'm also handing out music. I give you music, but the series for this year, 2018-2019, the concert is tonight. So we're over for this year. We'll be starting in the fall. You can also find us at Heber Valley Choir and Orchestra on Facebook and Instagram. So any of those ways you can contact us, and you're welcome. Everybody's welcome.
You know, for folks that are listening in that may not be familiar with what's cooking in Heber and Heber Valley, obviously, there's a lot going on in Park City, but there's a lot going on in Heber and Heber Valley with the restaurants and with all the various events that they have, outdoor events and musical events like the Heber Valley Orchestra. I mean, there really is a lot going on, isn't there?
It's culturally exploding.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's because we're just passionate. If you're just passionate about something, you'll show up, you'll put time into it, some money into it, and you'll do it. So there's so many people who just want to be a part of it. They just love this valley. And we love Park City, too. So.
And tell us again about the show tonight and how people get tickets.
Okay, so you can buy tickets through our website, again, hbmusic.org. There is something like $8. I can't remember. Kids are free. So you can buy them at the door or through the website, and just show up. I think doors open at 6:30. Again, it's Rocky Mountain Middle School, and it's about an hour long, and we've been working hard on it, so we're really proud of it. It's not professional level, but it's a lot of passion, so a lot of love of music in there.
I did think it was interesting that you've got a choir and an orchestra doing dances from around the world. Is there any movement happening, or is it up to the audience to participate at their own at their own mazurka level?
You have to stay in your chair if you're in the audience and just listen.
So if the French horn doesn't work out, you could be a dancer, Christy.
That was what I was doing in high school, much more seriously, yes.
Yeah.
And you can wear your bright colors, so there you go.
Oh, hey, Christy, this is going to work, I think. I think this is going to work.
I need something
Katie,
else
what do you
to
think?
Do. I love it. That's adorable.
Well, Stacy, thanks so much for joining us. Oh, did you have something else?
Well, I was going to say also tonight, so we highlight a few little smaller groups. We have little quartets and a wind quartet. But tonight, I believe, a bass trio that will be playing. So three basses will have a little trio number. So we're excited about highlighting a few of the smaller groups, too.
Great. So thank you for joining us. That's Stacy Eaton from the Heber Valley Orchestra. She's the concert master and orchestra president, and their show tonight is at the Rocky Mountain Middle School at 7 p.m., and you can get tickets online or at the door. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Sarah.
That was Stacy.
Yeah, it sure was.
Sarah's our next guest.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Don't let the details fool you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's talk about what's going on this weekend.
Let's do that.
Besides that, so tonight, the Park City Film Series is screening If Beale Street Could Talk. And then they have screenings tonight and tomorrow at the Jim Sandy Auditorium at 8 and at Sunday at 6.
Mamma Mia opens at the Egyptian Theater this weekend. Shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, plus Thursday through Sunday of next weekend. Of course, this is a musical based on the music of ABBA.
Also happening out in the Heber Valley is the High Valley Arts Theater presenting Aladdin Jr., and that's in the Midway Town Hall tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
And we're just talking about it, but we're going to talk about it again. The Heber Valley Choir and Orchestra will present a concert called Dances Around the World, and that is at the Rocky Mountain Middle School at Heber at 7 p.m. There are 60-piece choir and orchestra ensemble made up of music lovers and all around from Heber Valley.
Here are some options for live music today in and around town. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers are at OP Rockwell with the opening band Them Coolie Boys. The Pranksters are at the Cabin tonight. Boys to Men are at Park City Live. Levois and DJ Battleship are at Flanagan's on Main. DJ Stario is at Downstairs. And there's an open mic comedy night happening at Park City Brewery.
That's going to button it up for Friday. Let's move on to Saturday. Don your most extravagant pink ski outfit and accessories and join Park City on the slopes to help conquer cancer and support research at Huntsman Cancer Institute. Sign up at pinkparkcity.com and look for the all pink all around the resort.
Spring Groove officially opens with 16 upcoming days of music and spring activities at Park City and Canyons Villages. You can meet the Avalanche Dogs on the deck of Summit House today at 1 o'clock, make s'mores at Canyons Village at 3, or rock out in the sunshine with music by Jamie Drake at Canyons at 3, or Changing Lanes experience at Park City Mountain Payday Deck Après Ski.
Folks, here's what's cooking for live music on Saturday night. We have Soul Revivalist Dirty Revival, which we'll be speaking with soon at OP Rockwell this weekend, a Saturday night. Birds of Chicago at the Eccles Center, and I've heard great things about them. I'm going to that show on Saturday night. Hard Rocking Slaughters at DeJoria Center in Camas. Break on through at the Cabin. Don Diablo is at Park City Live, and DJ Brisk at Downstairs.
And Sunday, if you're still looking for some good music, they've got the B.D. Howe's band playing Après Ski on the Payday Deck Sunday from 3 to 5.
Boy, that sounds good.
It was a little tongue twister I wrote there.
It was.
B.D. Howe's band play.
Yeah, you did well with it, though. You seemed to somehow get through it.
Well, back in the studio, here we are with Stacey Ainge. With Katie Ainge. I'm getting all our ladies' names mixed up.
Yeah.
She is our musical.
It's in the details.
It's in the details. She is our musical guest for the day, for the hour, for the moment. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you.
Oh, Katie, that was a good first song. Are all your songs originals that you're playing this morning?
Yeah, I'll be playing all original songs today, no covers.
Okay, all right.
And tell us the kind of places that you normally perform.
Well, typically bars, restaurants, things like that, places where a little background music is needed, and places where I get to play for a long period of time. I'll get to throw in cover songs and original songs, stuff like that.
And any influences that have really driven you towards the type of music you write?
You know, the first music I ever really loved was folk music. My brother gave me a Bob Dylan CD and a Neil Young CD and a Johnny Cash CD. And I don't know how much it really influences my own personal style, but I know it really made me passionate about songwriting. So
yeah.
When you're playing in a bar or a restaurant, do you ever get annoyed that people aren't really paying attention? And you're like, dude, that was the greatest line I just sang. I've worked so hard on this song, and you're all just talking.
You know what? It's hard sometimes, but you gotta understand that people aren't always there just specifically to see you. And sometimes people will be pleasantly surprised, and sometimes people just want to chat with their friends. So you can't take it personally.
I do think it's funny. It's like the only art form that people go to and then have a conversation. Like, you don't sit down to see Hamilton and then say to your friends, what have you been up to? And you don't go to the museum and then, like, try to talk and, I don't know, it's just music is the only one, I think, that people, it can often serve as the background to their enlivened night out.
But you also don't see Hamilton in a bar. You know, you see it in a theater.
And so it's funny that music is the thing that's in the bar. It's the art form that's in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Because it livens our spirits.
Well, yeah, I mean, live music in a bar on a Saturday night, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it just creates this atmosphere, you know. You want to be social, you want to have a good time when there's music playing.
Yeah. I also noticed in your first song, you're not in the songs that I listened to this morning when I was preparing for the show, or not preparing, but just having a cup of coffee listening to your music, but you are very dominant with your guitar. That's a major league role of your songs.
Yeah, definitely. When I play, it's just me and my acoustic guitar, and sometimes I'll throw a tambourine on my foot, you know? So it takes a lead role in accompanying my vocals, because as a songwriter, my lyrics and my vocals, that's what's really important. But the guitar's got to be there. It's got to be consistent. It's got to really back you up. So
yeah.
It's important.
I like the tambourine on the foot. Maybe that's my instrument.
Could be.
I think you'd be good at that.
I want to ask a rhetorical question to our listeners. Is there anybody out there this morning from Boston that's thinking, Katie Ainge from Salt Lake City, is there any relation to Danny Ainge? It was a rhetorical question, but the truth is there is, isn't there?
Yeah, we're distantly related. I think we just come from the same bloodline.
So. Yeah.
And did you know that growing up, or did you do like an ancestry.com?
You know, it's just always been like people would ask my dad, and I just heard my dad say, yeah, distantly. So it's just kind of like, okay.
And or it's just a good answer.
Oh, man. But I got to tell you, when you go back to the days of Danny Ainge and Robert Parrish and McHale and Larry Bird, I mean, that was some great basketball. That really was.
You're talking to yourself right now.
there may be some listeners out there saying, you know something, I'm lining up on that one. Yeah, but yeah, it's good.
All right. Well, let's get back to the music. What are you going to play for us?
Well, so recently I entered this contest called Music from the Moon. It's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, and I just so happened to write a song about the moon landing, and I was really interested in space and science when I was a kid, and so it kind of brings those influences in. So on YouTube, if you go and like my video, it kind of puts me in the running for this contest, and I'll get to play at NASA in Houston, and that would be really awesome.
Road trip.
Another road trip. I love road trips. But this song is called Are We Alone? It's kind of like posing the question of space exploration and stuff like that.
Katie Ainge live on The Morning Mix.
Places I could be, but none I should be. Nowhere near discovering beneath the apple tree. And spinning earth has got a mighty hold on me. Holding still, but it's not real, it is deceiving. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you guys so much.
I'm so intrigued by a songwriting contest about the moon. Where does one find that contest, and how did you get involved?
Well, you know, I'm always looking for things like that, and when I found a contest that, you know, was specifically for, you know, space exploration songs, I was like, well, I have just the thing. And the contest is judged by YouTube likes at the moment, like the current round. So to get to the next round, it would have to be the likes on YouTube that I get.
So you already had the song?
Yeah.
You'd already written that song, and then you're like, oh, space exploration.
I did, actually. And that's kind of the reason I entered the contest at all. I didn't write it specifically for the contest. I was like, well, I have just the song for that. So, I entered this contest, and I'm just kind of hoping for the best, because it would be really cool to play in Houston and just to see that, for one thing, and to just be a part of something, you know, big like that.
And for songwriters, we have a songwriter, you know, singer-songwriter in the studio every single week. Where did people find contests? Like, how did you come about that?
Well, I'm part of a website, like a platform called Reverb Nation.
Uh-huh.
And so they post a lot of contests and things like that. And, you know, I'm just always keeping an eye out for things. I found a couple opportunities for touring through that, and gigs all the time through that. So it's a cool resource. You know, some artists aren't a big fan, but, you know, I've only had good experiences. So
what exactly is happening with your song right now as far as your chance of going to Houston and performing?
Well, right now I'm ahead of some, but also behind some as well in the contest. So I'm right there in the middle. I made a few posts on Facebook and things like that, where you go and like my YouTube video. And I think people will like the Facebook video, but then they don't click through the link and go all the way to YouTube, which is kind of the challenge I'm having right now, is getting all the way to the YouTube page, which is where the contest is happening.
All right. Well, you know, there's going to be a lot more action. The 50th anniversary is coming up July 20th.
Yeah.
And it's Apollo 11. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool.
We're going to do a special show that week of the landing, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
On Cool Science?
On Cool Science.
Oh, I was like, you and I are? Oh, cool.
Well, we could do one, too. We could do one, too. It was just, you know, back in 1969. It was just incredible. But, yeah.
We were talking in the green room. It's the 50th anniversary of many things, because I'm going to New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest, and it's the 50th anniversary. And she said it was the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, too. So something was going on in 69.
It's the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love.
There you go. It was quite a movement at that time. How exciting. You were there.
Oh, yeah.
I was two.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Have any memories you can share on air?
It was exciting, but it was also scary for a young person in high school, you know, with, Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy it was just crazy, crazy time.
Did you have long hair? Did you have bell bottoms?
In 1969, no. In 1969, I was still in high school, and we had a strict dress code. We had to have collared shirts, and the hair couldn't be on the collar. Or Mr. Gray, who was our principal, says, Wellesley, we're going to go down and get a haircut, you and me. And he was bald. But so, see.
Wait, you were getting in trouble already in high school? No.
I didn't do anything wrong. My hair went over the collar, and you weren't allowed to do that in 1969. Right. I was a junior in high school. So it was a while ago.
Very good.
But we're going to go to a couple underwriters, and when we return, we'll have Sarah Clark, who's lead singer of Dirty Revival, playing at OP Rockwell this weekend. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Katie Wang from Park City Film, inviting you to gather up your friends, family, and favorite popcorn bowl and come on over to the Santee Auditorium to see the finest in independent film in a unique community setting. Who knows? You might even win something in the raffle. Films are rolling now, so check out our calendar at parkcityfilm.org and then join us on Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. or Sundays at 6 p.m. Park City Film, Park City's home for independent cinema since 1995 and sponsor of KPCW's Friday Film Review.
Hi, this is Haley with Recycle Utah. Join us for our annual Earth Day celebration to support environmental education, Monday, April 22nd at Wasatch Brew Pub. Tickets are $35 for adults and $20 for kids. They include dinner, drinks, live music, and a silent auction. Buy your tickets today at recycleutah.org.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. We've got Sarah Clark on the phone. She is the lead singer of Dirty Revival. They are a soul revivalist touring band. They're playing tomorrow night at OP Rockwell, 9 o'clock, two sets with no opener. Welcome to the show, Sarah. Can she hear us?
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, can you hear me?
I'm right here, yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
I hope you heard that intro. We're excited that you're coming to town. This is not your first time in Park City. Are you on a big tour right now? Or heading off on one?
We are actually on quite a small tour. We came out to go see, we came out to Denver, and we're playing Fort Collins with Combrio, and we're coming to see you guys, and we're going to Salt Lake City with Combrio as well. So it's like a very short little run, but we're stoked about it nonetheless.
I'm a big fan of Combrio. That must be so fun playing with them.
Oh, it's a good pairing. We're feeling lucky to be with them and also excited to play music with some friends. Yeah, they're great.
Well, it's a lot of people because you guys are, what are you, a six-piece ensemble or seven?
Seven.
Seven-piece, and then they're a pretty large band too. A lot of horns, a lot of movement, a lot of belting out the songs. Watching you in the videos, they're so fun. But you're definitely belting out, I think, is the right term for that vocal.
Well, thank you.
And so tell me a little bit about how the band got together, how you guys met, and how you picked soul revivalist style of music.
Yeah, so, meeting is kind of the most important thing, is that, Terry Drysdale, our drummer, and our guitarist, Evan Simcoe, and I all went to high school together a lot of years ago, maybe more years than I really want to mention right here, but like a lot of years ago. And so when Terry had this like bug in his to like start a band, he called me, and I'm really not at the time I was not a performer or a singer. I was not thinking about doing those things, but there's something that you have to do when your friends call you for gigs. You just like show up, and it was this like crazy thing. I don't know. We started a band about 5 years ago, and it was this band. We made this whole thing come from, high school friendships.
And how
if
about
that makes any sense.
Yeah, how about the style of music though? I mean, is it, there's a lot of horn groups and the revivalist sound. Is it that it just was kind of hitting right now, or were you all, or had those guys been drawn to this sort of a retro future combo?
Yeah, no, I mean, we knew what we wanted from our sound, I guess, a little bit. We knew we wanted horns. Horns are so important, I guess, like, in our mind. I don't know. We kind of assembled the people, and then the sound came from there, if that makes any sense. I know it sounds weird, but, that's really what happened for us, was that, we knew we wanted to have this kind of like throwback to what music meant to us as children. That was a big part of it. And over the years, it's become its own thing.
It sounds very organic.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like a blast. I mean, you've known these guys since high school. There's seven of you, and you're the only girl. It must be quite an experience. What a growing up experience this must be.
Oh, it's sure thing. It's really, truly special. Sometimes I have to pinch myself.
Yeah.
Well, for sure you always get your own room.
Oh, never, actually, no. The special thing about this band, and maybe this is a little bit too much for the radio or whatever, but we own our business. There's seven of us that own the business. We're a seven-person LLC, which means that we all make money or we don't make money. We all struggle or we don't struggle. It's like no one's making more than the next person. And that's how we make this work for us. It's we're just out there on the road trying to make it work the best that we can together as a team. It's like a full team effort. I don't make more money than those boys. They don't make more money than me.
Well, Sarah, I think you should make more money because you got to keep those guys in line every once in a while. You got to sit down with them and talk to them.
Come on now, don't make me call your bull talk.
Yeah, right. Don't make me call your mother. Straighten out right now.
I mean, but they take care of me as much as I take care of them. We are very, every single part is important. I believe in them as much as they believe in me. Without that, we wouldn't be here together. I know that sounds kind of corny, but that's exactly what it is.
I like it. And OP Rockwell, if you haven't played there before, what a great spot to play.
Good, it's a beautiful venue.
Yeah, good sound and really, really cool people. Everyone's chilled. It's a good spot.
Yeah, I mean, in general, Utah tends to have like some really great venues. Between OP Rockwell and the State Room, we're kind of lucky to be stumbling upon those places. I'm kind of stoked to be back to OP Rockwell. It's a really beautiful sounding room. Hopefully this time we'll have some people coming to see us.
Well, it is ski season, so there are people out and about looking for places to dance. I'm reading on your website that you've shared the stage with many legendary acts like George Clinton in Parliament, Funkadelic, Michael Frante, The Motet, and The Meters, and Zigaboo Modaliste wrote a nice quote here saying that you're the tightest bands he's ever heard. But
yeah,
do you have any funny George Clinton, Parliament, Funkadelic stories to tell us?
Well, yeah, actually, because I think that's kind of part of their thing, but... when they played in Portland, we showed up, we were trying to load in, and there was an ambulance outside, and we were like, is everyone okay, or is this like a, should I be concerned? Turns out that maybe someone just got a little bit too stoned, forgot what they were doing with their lives, and had...
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I think
I guess maybe that's just like a George Clinton thing, you know? Like,
just have the ambulance nearby just in case. It could happen.
Have him on call. I don't know. I mean, I guess like that's how you know you've made it, right? Like when you have ambulances on call.
I don't know. I think we like our rock and rollers healthy now.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough.
This
is helpful, though, because you and I are talking about going on the road, going on tour. We're going to go on tour. That's what we're going to do. And
the two of us.
Yeah, we're going to go on tour. We have no talent, but we're just going to go on tour. We're going to go on a road trip.
We're going to do like you guys. We're going to get together first, and then we're going to plan what it is after.
That's right.
Okay, so what's your story? We're going on the road, and what's happening?
No, I'm just saying I'm learning a lot. You know, we should have an ambulance standing by at each location.
Yep.
You know,
just
in case, you never know.
Yeah, and you do know, like, we're high altitude
here.
Do
you guys party here. Like George Clinton? Then absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we party like George Clinton.
Maybe not.
I don't think anybody
Just
does.
Set the bar for us. We'll try to get over it. Yeah.
Boy. Oh, so I can't set that bar. George Clinton will set that bar.
Oh, he will set that bar.
Okay. Well, Sarah, so tomorrow night you're at OP Rockwell, and the show starts, I think, at 9. Two sets, no opener. So probably 2 45-minute sets, 2 hour-and-a-half minutes. How long are you going to play?
I don't know. I mean, like,
what do you got in you?
Sets, like, don't sell me short. We like to play all of our music. We are. And if we're going to drive all the way out here, we're going to play you all the good stuff we've got. So,
I like that. We drove all the way here. Why take any of it with us? We're going to do it all.
It's very serious.
We need everyone to think that way. Okay, and then what night are you playing at the State Room with Cumbrio?
Sunday night, the 24th.
Excellent. So two chances to see them while they're in town and in the area. Dirty Revival. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Look forward to seeing you. And I find it strange that you were not drawn to be a singer your whole life, because that's, to me, how it looks in the videos.
Well, I'm glad that it seems that way. Dress for the job you want, you know?
Sarah, have a lot of fun when you're in Park City.
Sure will.
And you're playing two sets, there's nobody opening, and you take the stage right around 9 o'clock?
Absolutely. It's going to be a blast. My boys and I, we have a great time, so I'm excited to see you guys out there.
OP Rockwell, Dirty Revival, 9 o'clock Saturday night. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. And when we return, we will have more music from our musical guest, Katie Ainge. And we've got some other stuff to talk about. So we look forward to it. Stay with us. We'll be right with you.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
This is Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez. KPCW keeps the community informed and updated with the latest public safety information within the Park City and Summit County areas. Stay safe, Park City, and stay tuned to KPCW.
The jukebox musical romantic comedy Mamma Mia has been delighting audiences worldwide, featuring the songs from Swedish pop group ABBA. Come enjoy this fun and hilarious tale set in Greece and full of spectacular singing and dancing at the historic Egyptian Theater, March 22nd through the 31st. Tickets to Mamma Mia can be found at parkcityshows.com or 649-9371. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, our musical guest for the hour, Katie Ainge. And yes, if you've been wondering, she is a distant cousin of Danny Ainge of the Boston Celtics, Mikhail Parrish and Bird. What a front lineup that was. Anyway, and if you're a basketball fan, you'll enjoy that. And if you're not, you won't enjoy it. But I had to say it anyway. Christy, what's going on? Let's take a step back and talk about, now that we are officially in spring, what this groove thing is all about. What are some of the pieces to that?
Oh, spring groove. So it's, well, today I had said in the weekend events that you can meet the Avalanche Dogs, and I think they do that quite often, but today it's at 1 o'clock at the Summit House. And if you've got little kids, that's great content. Yeah. You know, like, let's go see the dogs. And then they do s'mores down at the plaza on the fire pits down at Canyons.
Right.
And then there's music every single day. And it's on their website, who's in it. But like a couple locals and then people that tour through. So there's music every afternoon. It's just so nice when it's warm out and the sun's still shining, because, God, it doesn't get dark till like 7 o'clock now. So 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you come off the ski hill and hang out to some lovely vibe in the plaza area.
So Changing Lanes is going to be PCMR Pay Deck.
Payday Deck, yeah.
Payday Deck. And that'll be tomorrow. And then I think there's music everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, at the two plaza levels, there'll be music every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then pond skimming will happen. Next weekend is also when Anderson East is playing a big stage at Park City. And Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds is opening for them. So that's the bigger act of the whole time frame is that day. So a lot of people will be there.
If you have a Deer Valley pass and you want to go to pond skimming, can you just get a ride up? Can you pay for a ride up?
You can pay for the gondola, yeah. A one-time, right. One-way or round-trip ticket, yep.
And it's worth it, because if you haven't gone to pond skimming, it's a trip, you know. You're drinking champagne. You're dressed up in a nutty way.
You're drinking champagne? I need to go to your party. Oh, because yeah. You're from Deer Valley.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay. Right. You guys bring the
pardon
champagne.
Pardon me. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
But I'm drinking the Bud Light sponsored.
Is that what you drink, Bud Light, when you go
no,
to
No, well, that's
Ponskin?
Who the sponsor is, and that's what they're selling up there.
Don't you see people that bring, like, bottles of champagne to pond skimming? I always did.
Sometimes at Park City, they've got people there checking what you're bringing. Yeah. So you never know. What you should do is go up there now and bury it in the snow somewhere. Oh, you didn't hear that from me. No, I wouldn't do that. No,
of course you wouldn't do that. Of course you wouldn't do that. And you love watching the individuals come down, but the teams, when they're like in a pyramid or in some sort of wacky scheme, I mean, that whole thing just falls apart sometimes before it gets to the water.
And that's sometimes the fun, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah. Or I was reading some other ski resorts. So some other places do pond skimming. A lot of them, I think, do. But I think it was Jackson or Targhee. They have a soapbox derby kind of thing also.
Right. I've seen
which
that.
Which is more the team thing. And you make the cardboard box or whatever and get inside. That looks fun, too.
Yeah. Any other pieces to Spring Groove?
Not that I can quote right now.
Oh, you got something there.
Well, I know. There's the Pink Park City, which we were talking about, is tomorrow, and that's the Huntsman Cancer fundraiser. And so you're supposed to get teams together, but you can apply to join it at this point and dress in pink.
Yeah,
and
Debbie's
even if you're not doing it, then I think
friends.
Support. Why not throw on something pink if you have it?
Yeah.
Put on. You probably have a pink wig. You could ski in.
I don't have a pink wig, but I have a lot of pink shirts.
Oh, but I do. Now I know what I'm going to wear. Okay. Pink tomorrow.
I'll trade you sometimes, because I've got my, you know, that special wig I have. It was a couple of years ago you went as a pimp. That's a good outfit. It's a good outfit. It's a good outfit.
Yes, it is. Hey, let's kick it back to Katie Ainge. who's in the studio with us, and she's going to play us another song.
Yeah. You want to thank our sponsors first?
I would love to thank our sponsors because we're so thankful that they let us come back week after week. We appreciate them. Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
Hmm.
Thanks for supporting us in this this experiment we call the Morning Mix Weekly Radio Show.
Absolutely. Katie, how you doing over there?
I'm doing great. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, good. It's great to have you here for the hour. Are there any other dates you want to tell us about that you're playing out at?
You know what? I think that the next stuff coming up for me is in April. April 5th, I'll be at the Red Lion Hotel playing on their living stage, which is just like just in the lobby. And then they broadcast it through the hotel on their own personal channel. It's kind of cool. And, wow. You know, it's interesting to stop by. And then April 13th, I'll be playing Acoustic Love Fest at in Murray at the Eagles Lodge. So those are just a few things coming up that are happening. But, I mean, if you're curious and you want to know where I'm playing, you can always go to katieangemusic.com. And my last name is spelled A-I-N-G-E. I know it's kind of strange, but, you know, it's Ainge.
It ain't strange, it's Ainge.
It ain't strange, it's Ainge. And stay in touch with us. Let us know if you're going to be going to Houston.
Oh, I know. I really hope so.
You're going to need some help hauling that guitar.
Yeah, probably. It's pretty heavy.
Okay, what are you going to play for us next?
Well, my next song is called The Ballad of Pearl Heart. Pearl Heart was a female outlaw in the 1800s who eventually was acquitted for her crimes because she said she couldn't be tried under a law that her sex had no part in making the law. So I thought that was pretty cool. She was pretty bad A. So I wrote a song about it. That's kind of my style.
Live in the Morning Mix, Katie Ainge, and we want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Get outside, have some fun. It's kind of springish. It's kind of old man winter. It's kind of both at the same time. That is okay. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Get outside.
Ran away at 17 with Mr. Hart and his wedding ring. I never much really cared for this town, and he promised me no trouble, I swear, till it all came tumbling down. And I never really much cared for this town, so get me out. I'm on the lam, dead or alive, you better catch me if you can. But he was a scoundrel and he was a thief, he was a gambling man. So I headed back towards my hometown. But I couldn't stay in that awful place, so I headed out westbound and found my luck and turned around. So get me out, I'm on the lam. Dead or alive, you better catch me if you can. Guns in the air, me with my revolver and you with your Colt. Gold. Four wheels to a stop and we're leaving with your gold. You can hunt me down and lock me up to wait for a trial, but don't you underestimate my strength. I'll leave a hole in the plaster and get away faster than any man ever would think, cause I never really much cared for this town. So get me out, I'm on the lam. Dead or alive, you better catch me if you can. Guns in the air, me with my revolver and you with your Colt. Four wheels to a stop and we're leaving with your gold.